T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We'll hammer out the blitz in just a moment, but say goodbye to busted brackets, because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who is going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K. And bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Now, we do that little thing called the Blitz every day, so Connor, go ahead and hit it.
Now, the biggest stories overloading the line. A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
And always remember that the Blitz is brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. Connor, let's get into it.
Lajarius Sneed was traded to the Titans, 2025 third-round pick, in addition to a 2024 seventh-round pick flop.
All right. I think that as far as what they gave up to go get a guy like Lajarius Sneed, that's not much. 2025 third-round pick and then a seventh-round pick flop is just, like, for a guy of his caliber, isn't much. Now, what you really have to look for is the fact that that contract, it has not been fully ironed out. I don't think they have the details on it. But what is going to happen, in all likelihood, I've seen some reports of $19 million per year over 4 years and $55 million guaranteed. That is a lot of money for Lajarius Sneed. Now, I'm not saying that the Titans were wrong for going to trade for him. They had a lot of cap space, and they had a lot of things that they could do, and they need to help that secondary. They tried to sign, and they did sign Chidobe Awuzie this offseason as one of their free agent acquisitions, and now they have Lajarius Sneed. They're trying to do better on the defensive side of the ball. They have Jeffrey Simmons up front. They need that secondary to be a whole lot better. This does help that. I will say the Titans have been very aggressive this offseason, and That's kind of nice. That's kind of nice to see. You have a second-year quarterback that you have to see what he can do, and what better way to facilitate that than putting pieces around him. They brought in Lloyd Cushenberry at center to strengthen out that offensive line. You bring in Calvin Ridley at the wide receiver position to pair with DeAndre Hopkins, so Will Levis has somebody to throw to, and you have somebody he can turn around and hand the ball off to, and he can throw the ball to out of the backfield in Tony Pollard. I appreciate what they're doing. I'm not sure that this Lajarius Sneed contract is going to age the best, but he is a good player. We know about the peanut punch in the AFC Championship game. He's missed out on all pro teams. He hasn't been a pro bowler, but he is that caliber of player, and he's shown that with the Chiefs. Now, on the Chiefs side, the Chiefs clearly have their decision made. They had their decision made on Lajarius Sneed as soon as they signed Chris Jones for whatever that was, $150-some-odd million, a whole lot of money. And clearly they have a formula at this point. And I hate to be this guy, but we've had two dynasties in the 21st century, right? And you look at the Patriots and the Chiefs. Why are they so similar? Like, they look so similar. Think about it. You have head coach Bill Belichick, Andy Reid as mainstays. Quarterback, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, mainstays. Tight end, Travis Kelce, Gronk, mainstays. Then you have one defensive guy. Chris Jones has been that guy for the Chiefs. I think Teddy Bruschi was sort of that guy for the Patriots, where you're paying him the money to keep him around, but you let everybody else sort of walk and you rotate guys in because you feel like you have good developmental tools and a good developmental staff to be able to replace guys that you let walk. So everyone else is seemingly expendable. They have a formula of how they deal with the cap, and I think Brett Veach is doing it just about better than anybody in the NFL right now. And also, I think with their secondary, they look at L'Jarius Sneed and they're like, okay, yeah, you're a good player, but if we pay you, there's this other guy that was a first-team All-Pro last year that's really young that we won't be able to pay, and that's Trent McDuffie. And, again, he was first-team All-Pro. He'll be extension eligible. He'll be looking for an extension going into next year. I think he's more likely to get paid than L'Jarius Sneed ever was. So I think both teams did what they were supposed to. I think a lot of people will look at the Chiefs side and be like, he gave him up for nothing. But they had made their decision already, and they really weren't looking for a whole lot in return.
You know, I disagreed with the Titans moving on from Vrabel, but pretty much every other decision they have made this offseason, I have agreed with. And I think that it points to a positive future so far for the Tennessee Titans. What I like is other than it's different than the old regime, because at least this regime is showing that they are willing to spend money to go get the players. And that is not what the old regime would do. So that is a positive step in the right direction. I'm excited to see what Will Levis can look like next year. And to be quite honest, the secondary has been a huge problem for the Tennessee Titans the last few seasons. They tried to fix it up in the draft, but it just has not worked out at all there. So going to get him made sense. And again, like the Ridley, it is a bit of an overpay, but I think that it makes sense when you look at the Titans' money situation and you look at what they're really trying to do. They're trying to build a foundation of winning there in Tennessee. So they kind of have to build it from the ground up with the new regime that's in there and the new head coach. So, you know, thumbs up. I'm excited to see what it looks like next season. I think they're going to be a really scrappy team that probably wins 8 or 9 games.
Yeah, and I think they have the 7th overall pick. Find an offensive tackle, whether it's Joe Alt or Olufoshinu, one of those guys. Obviously, Olufoshinu from Penn State, Joe Alt from Notre Dame, and he is massive. He's a massive human being. I think he measured,
he's
what,
the one
6'9"?
He's the one that is being mocked to the Titans a lot.
So, like, go help your O-line. I think they're doing things for team building, right? They're building a team. And if Will Levis is to work out, I do want to be very serious about this. They could be a real contender, because if you have a quarterback on a rookie deal that is giving you a whole lot of production, especially a second-round quarterback who's at the top of the second round, they could be in business. But we're going to have to see how this all ages out. I like all of their acquisitions this offseason. I like just about every single one of them. None of them are like all-pro caliber, unbelievable.
Right. They're just solid.
Yeah, they're just all solid and they all make sense. Yeah. Did they overpay for a couple? I think L'Jarius Sneed and Calvin Ridley were overpays, but I guess if you're in this situation, you have a lot of money to spend, go spend the money. Why not?
I'm really excited to see what Tony Pollard looks like next season on that team. I hope he has a bit of a bounce-back season, because I think some people were disappointed by his year last year in Dallas, because the thought was, okay, now that Zeke's not here, he's going to have a massive season, and it just didn't turn out that way for
him. Again, I always bring this up, and I get into the weeds.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
very serious about this, but when you look at, you know, Brian Callahan and his father is going to be the O-line coach, Bill Callahan, he is really a great offensive line coach. So that is one thing working for Tony. They may not have the most talented guys, but Lloyd Cushenberry at center is very good, and they're going to bring in probably a rookie offensive tackle with a whole lot of talent. I trust Bill Callahan to make something happen for Tony. That's one thing. I don't necessarily love the fit for Tony, but if Bill Callahan could get that offensive line in the right direction, going in the right direction by, you know, week six, week seven, he could have a monster year.
Bunch of college basketball hiring over the weekend. None larger than Dusty May to Michigan. It's being reported that he picked Michigan over Louisville and Vanderbilt.
We must be bad at this because I didn't see this one coming.
I did not see
Dusty May to Michigan. Now, Woj did put out a tweet sort of right after the original drop, the original report, and he said, Dusty May became swept away with the alumni network and its fierce loyalty to the university and athletics. His belief is that this will help transcend some of the inherently transactional nature of the modern NIL transfer portal era in recruiting and player retention. I'll say this. He's going to have a lot more at his disposal, a lot more resources to go recruit a whole lot better than even he did at Florida Atlantic. But one thing about him that's become very clear, whether it was Vlad Golden or John L. Davis or Elijah Martin, he can develop too. So he's going to get better players, and he's going to be able to develop some of the guys that may be at the lower parts of his recruiting class, potentially keep them around for a few years. He's good at player retention, and he's obviously decent at finding guys that do fit his system. I think he's going to knock this thing out of the park. I think stylistically getting up and down the floor in the Big Ten is not usually the preferred method that a lot of these guys do. There's usually you throw it down in the post, you bang a whole lot with Zach Edey's of the world, Michigan State's going to bother you a whole lot. But I think that stylistically he can adapt, and I think this is a perfect hire. What he did at Florida Atlantic, I know people will talk about him screwing up this year, getting knocked out in the first round with all the high expectations. They were number 10 in the AP poll in the preseason. He went 60-13 over 2 years at Florida Atlantic. I think they made three tournaments in the history of their school in basketball. He was there for two of them. So, I mean, if he can do it and turn around a program at Florida Atlantic University, I think I feel pretty damn confident that he can do it at Michigan with all they're going to provide him. So I think this was a perfect hire for Michigan. Now, Florida Atlantic, we're going to have to see. I don't know what's going to happen with them now. I mean, I guess the hope would be, and I saw John Martin talk about this, I don't think you should have some, like, overwhelming expectations about their higher-ups and what they think of their basketball program now. I guess my hope would be for Florida Atlantic fans is that they've seen what their program could be on the basketball side, and they start pouring more resources into it. I know they don't have a whole bunch of resources as is, but you've seen what Dusty May could do. Whoever you bring in, find a bigger name coach, hopefully. Find a guy who can recruit relatively well, who can navigate this new age, who can take the momentum they already have and carry it, and then move on from there. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Because Florida Atlantic, we know historically, besides these last 2 years, has been nothing in basketball.
Yeah, I think it's a very good hire for Michigan, and I'm excited to see what Dusty May can do up there. I also think that it shows you how far the Louisville brand has fallen, that he chose Michigan over Louisville, because, you know, the amount of money and resources that Louisville basketball gets is massive. And I know Michigan gets a lot of resources, but I really feel like if he had gone to Louisville, they would have tried to roll out everything possible for him. But they're in a pretty tough spot right now. And it just seems like, you know, not a lot of people might want that job right now. Is the weird thing is Dusty May turned it down. So Vanderbilt, that makes
sense.
And
Scott Drew already said no to Louisville,
right,
too.
Right, that, like, that too.
Their top
two targets have been like, no thanks.
They're going to keep swinging, and they're going to pay that coach, whoever comes in,
a whole lot
of money.
Keep swinging. They need to.
But, I mean, you have 12 wins in 2 years.
That's tough.
At Louisville, everybody knows that there's going to be a hunger to get back up to the top of the mountain, and, you know, you're going to have less time than you will at a place like Michigan if they have 8 wins. So I guess that's why Dusty May sort of looked at it that way. And Louisville's in a world of hurt. They really are. I don't know where they swing next. They're just going to get Mick Cronin, maybe.
Maybe.
The guy they try to go look at. But it's getting ugly for them. getting ugly for them. Also, over the weekend, we had Darren DeVries from Drake to West Virginia. 20-plus wins in six straight seasons at Drake. So I thought that was a really good hire by West Virginia. His son, Tucker DeVries, is expected to follow. So Drake loses their first family of Drake basketball. That's tough. But Tucker was a 21.6 point per game score, 6.7 rebounds, 3.6 assists, and he was Missouri Valley Player of the Year. So that could really help West Virginia in year one of building under Darren DeVries. Rob Lanier, who got fired by SMU, he ends up at Rice.
Good hire.
I think that's a fine hire.
Good hire.
I think that's a fine hire. And he's done some good jobs, some very solid jobs at lower schools as well. He did have a 10-win turnaround from last year to this year at SMU, but still got fired. I think that's a good hire by Rice. You don't have to spend a whole lot of money, and you're not really going to worry because Rice is not have they don't have crazy expectations. You're not going to have to worry about firing him immediately upon his arrival.
Right.
And then finally, I thought this was a decent hire. Still sad about the Jerry Stackhouse thing. But he never could get it right at Vandy. I mean, that's just the truth of it. But Vandy hired James Madison's Mark Bynum.
Good, really good hire.
But he's coming off a season where he set a single-season record win total at James Madison with 32, and they won their first NCAA tournament game since 1983.
Dude, James Madison sneakily has really good athletics.
They're very good. but think about this. Mark Bynum gone,
and then
they got their coach stolen on the football side.
That's true.
And he's got to go to Indiana. So... And it's just funny to see how good they are with this. I mean, they made the switch from FCS to FBS football, what, last year was their first year? And then, you know, in basketball, for them to build up that quickly, they are doing well, but it's hard to sustain success.
Yeah.
It's hard. You have to keep landing good coaches. That's why I say, like, Memphis football, I mean, between – Fuente, and then ultimately to Norvell, and I think Silverfield's doing a fine job now, although there was a build-up to it. It is hard to just go successive coaches like this when it's a stepping stone job and you know you're going to have to replace that person if they do well.
I mean, look across the country how many programs fall after a coach leaves, and it takes them so many years to build back up. I mean, it happened in Memphis.
Yes, but James Madison's going to have their work cut out for them, but it does say that, hey, good job of hiring if both of your coaches – we're on the precipice of, you know, greatness in the mid-major and the group of five in college football, and they got to, it does say good things about your athletic director and your athletic department, what you provide those guys, and your vetting process to ultimately go hire these guys in the first place.
Sure.
So you give them a lot of credit, but they're going to have more work cut out for them coming up this offseason. Now let's go ahead and grab a break. And then we'll come back to wrap up a Monday show next with The Rewind right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.